Monday, July the 22nd, 1991, the world would be left in shock. Milwaukee officers Robert Roth and Rolf Mueller were making a typical routine check of the city's west side. Traveling down 25th Street, they were met by a terrified man running toward them, a pair of handcuffs dangling from his wrist. Pointing to the nearby Oxford Apartments, he screamed a man had just tried to kill him. As the officers knocked on apartment 213, nothing could have prepared them for the horror awaiting. Inside was found the mutilated remains of 11 men slaughtered and cannibalized by 31-year-old Jeffrey Dahmer. Police Chief Philip Arora said the scene filled him with, quote, utter horror to imagine that any human being could do something as gruesome. But a killer even more gruesome and horrifying is stalking America. A killer who mutilates and dismembers his victims. A killer who preys upon the young, the innocent, and the helpless. A killer who is protected by the Supreme Court of the United States. The American public has been the victim of a massive cover-up. On this tape, we're going to reveal the frightening and dark secrets of abortion. Regardless of how you feel about abortion, you need to hear this message. If you've already had an abortion or thinking of an abortion, this message is especially for you. Friend, we're going to tell it like it is, and it isn't pretty. Since 1973, in just 18 short years, abortionists have massacred over 26 million children in America, more than 20 times the number of soldiers killed in all the wars in America's history. Since 1973, abortion chambers have destroyed more children than the combined population of Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Arkansas put together. One out of every three babies is destroyed. More than 4,300 a day. Every 20 seconds, another precious child is destroyed. By the time it takes you to hear this message, 50 more babies will have been destroyed. How did we ever let it happen? It all began on January the 22nd, 1973. Without the vote of the people, without legislation, seven black-robed men declared war on the unborn. The infamous Roe v. Wade decision set the stage for the most brutal and massive slaughter in the history of planet Earth. In a landmark decision, the Supreme Court ruled the unborn child was not a person, but only, quote, a potential person. And that was after expert witnesses unanimously testified before the court that human life begins the moment of conception. Professor Jaime Gordon of the Mayo Clinic said, quote, it is an established fact that all life, including human life, begins at the moment of conception. Professor M. Matthews Roth, Harvard University, said, quote, It is scientifically correct to say that individual human life begins at conception. On and on, they echo the same conclusions. Pioneer medical researcher Dr. Landrum Shettles concluded, quote, there is one fact that no one can deny. Human beings begin at conception. Not one expert witness that testified disagreed that human life begins at conception. Totally ignoring the clear scientific evidence, the court stated, quote, the fetus at most represents only the potentiality of life. Friend, when human beings are dehumanized as potential life, as fetuses, or embryos, or as a product of conceptions, you are paving the way for a Holocaust. See, you don't abort babies, you abort fetuses and embryos. Fetal researcher Dr. Marty Kikamoki said, quote, the fetuses are fully alive when we cut their heads off, but anesthetics are definitely unnecessary. And he continued, an aborted baby is just garbage. Abortionist Dr. Howard Diamond said, quote, I feel sorry for a starving cat. A fetus that nobody wants? That's not so sad. Hitler went so far as to have the severed heads of Jews made into paperweights. You say, we could never go that far. You want to bet? A Chicago biological supply firm actually sold the brains, organs, and bodies of aborted babies encased in a plastic block. In October of 1971, just 2 years before the Roe v. Wade decision, a group of 220 world-renowned physicians, scientists, and biologists submitted a legal brief to the Supreme Court. The report claimed, quote, to show how clearly and conclusively modern science, embryology, pathology, genetics, perinatology, all of biology establishes the humanity of the unborn child, end quote. This extensive briefing proved beyond any doubt that scientifically human life begins at conception. The report stated, quote, in its seventh week, the preborn child bears the familiar external features and all the internal organs of the adult. The brain in configuration is already like the adult brain and sends out impulses that coordinate the function of other organs. The heart beats sturdily. The stomach produces digestive juices. The liver manufactures blood cells, and the kidneys begin to function by extracting uric acid from the child's blood. After the 8 week, everything is already present that will be found in the full-term baby. And according to their own words, quote, the unborn is a person within the meaning of the 5th and 14th Amendments. What you're about to hear next is really amazing. You're going to hear the actual heartbeat of an 8-week-old baby. Days after conception, usually before the mother even knows she's pregnant, that child's tiny heart begins beating. By the 7th week, all 20 milk teeth buds are present. By 8 weeks, every body organ is present and nothing new develops the rest of their adult life. They just grow larger. What actually happens during an abortion? In most abortions, the baby is simply vacuumed out of the womb by a powerful suction machine, known as suction curettage. The force of the vacuum literally tears the young child apart, limb by limb, until all that remains is the child's head. The abortionist then inserts forceps into the womb. He then crushes the child's head to a small enough size to be removed by the vacuum. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who has performed over 60,000 abortions, describes the procedure, quote, the baby is simply chopped up and pulled through the suction machine and emerges as just a pile of chopped meat. The reason abortion is allowed in this country is simple. People cannot see the brutal murder of that little child in the womb. Utilizing ultrasound, the film The Silent Scream actually shows a suction abortion of an 11-week-old girl. At the beginning of the film, the child is seen playing, turning around, sucking her thumb. As the powerful suction begins, the baby is seen fleeing from the deadly instrument. The tormented child is seen kicking and squirming, desperately trying to escape the deadly force of the suction. As the powerful suction is seen literally ripping the child apart, limb by limb, the mutilated little girl is seen opening her mouth open wide in a ghastly, silent scream. The forceps soon come in and crush her small, mutilated head. The doctor who actually performed the abortion could not even sit through the editing. As he saw the young girl frantically fighting for her young life, he jumped up and ran out of the room, and he never performed another abortion, though he had previously performed thousands. Another popular abortion procedure is called D&E, or dilation and evacuation. Instead of using suction, forceps are inserted and clamped into the baby's parts, twisting and literally tearing the baby in pieces while still alive. Dr. Bernard Nathanson describes the procedure, quote, the doctor reaches up into the uterus, finds the baby, and then systematically tears the arms and legs off the baby and then takes the parts, the organs out of his abdomen, pulls the abdominal wall and the chest and the heart and everything else out, and finally the head is located and crushed with a clamp. and removed. And the world was shocked by the mutilation murders of Jeffrey Dahmer. Headlines were splattered across the nation, and yet, friend, every 20 seconds, a defenseless little child is mutilated and murdered in America with hardly a whimper. Move over, Jeffrey Dahmer. Let the real killer take a bow. Anyone who has seen a picture of an aborted child can never be the same. If the general public could see an abortion, abortion would be over. No ifs, ands, or buts. And they know it. There's something sick about a society that spends millions of dollars saving whales, dolphins, eagles, and Coke bottles, and yet justifies the slaughter and massacre of unborn children. Television specials have shown the plight of the dolphins, but where are the specials showing the brutal murder of millions of babies? The simple fact is, friend, unborn children in America have less protection than an animal. A person can be fined $5,000 and be put in jail for 1 year for destroying the egg of a bald eagle. And yet that same perverted society passes laws that advocate the mutilation and murder of nearly 2 million unborn children a year. One has to ask, how did the pro-abortion movement so charm America to spill the innocent blood of over 26 million babies? Simple. By lies, by deceit, and by smokescreens. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, former director of the largest abortion clinic in the Western world and co-founder of the National Abortion Rights Action League, said of their tactics, quote, "We fed a line of deceit, of dishonesty, of fabrication of statistics and figures. We coddled and caressed and stroked the press," end quote. One of their most popular fabrications, that abortion is legal only in the first 3 months or the first trimester. But the fact is, abortion on demand is legal for any reason up until the day of birth in America. In June of 1983, the U.S. Senate concluded, quote, "The committee observes that no significant legal barriers of any kind whatsoever exist today in the United States for a woman to obtain an abortion for any reason during any stage of her pregnancy," end quote. Among their smokescreens to justify abortion and to gain sympathy is the cases of rape and incest. According to Dr. F.D. Mecklenburg, although frequently cited by the pro-abortions, pregnancies resulting from rape are so rare as to be virtually non-existent. There are several contributing factors to this. In addition, the pure mathematical odds against pregnancy resulting from a single random act, medical research indicates that an extremely high percentage of women exposed to severe emotional trauma will not ovulate, end quote. By the way, what kind of twisted logic kills an innocent unborn baby for the crimes of his father? Another abortionist sympathetic tactics is the save the life of the mother abortion. But former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop claims, quote, "Protection of the life of the mother as an excuse for an abortion is a smokescreen. In my 36 years of pediatric surgery, I have never known of one instance where the child had to be aborted to save the mother's life," end quote. Friend, the simple fact is, at least 97% of all abortions are for personal convenience or to hide an immoral lifestyle. It has nothing whatsoever to do with rape, incest, or to save the life of a mother. It's a mother that says, "I'm not going to let my baby disturb my lifestyle, even if I have to kill it." The most ridiculous argument for abortion is the, "I can do what I want with my body." Friend, it is a scientific and biological fact that in pregnancy there are two bodies. Many women carry babies whose blood type differs from their own. It is a medical impossibility for a single individual to have two completely different blood types. Professor A.W. Lally, known as the father of pathology, says, quote, Biologically, at no stage can we subscribe to the view that the fetus is a mere appendage of the mother. Genetically, mother and baby are separate individuals from conception. Then there's a supposedly 5,000 to 10,000 deaths a year before Roe v. Wade decision who died from the, quote, rusty coat hanger and back alley abortions. But according to Dr. Nathanson, who was the co-founder of NARAL and who actually supplied the figures, said, quote, I confess that I knew the figures were totally false, and I suppose the others did too if they stopped to think of it. But in the morality of our revolution, it was a useful figure, widely accepted, so why go out of our way to correct it with honest statistics? The Center for Disease Control, in 1972, the last year before Roe v. Wade, reported the total deaths from illegal abortion was only 39. Quite an exaggeration from 39 to 10,000, wouldn't you say? And according to Dr. Wilkie, quote, there is not one documented case of abortion induced by a coat hanger. The entire concept of coat hanger abortions is a total fabrication by pro-abortion people. It simply never happened, end quote. But by far their most deadly and deceitful lie is, quote, abortion is safer than childbirth. If abortion is so harmless and safe, why are there tens of thousands of women in groups such as American Victims of Abortions, Victims of Choice, Women Exploited by Abortion, Post-Abortion Counseling and Education, and others? According to studies, women who have had abortion are 9 times more likely to attempt suicide. On March the 16th, 1989, before Congress, psychologist Wanda Franz testified the women, quote, report horrible nightmares of children calling to them from trash cans, of body parts in blood. They feel worthless and victimized because they failed at the most natural of human activities, the role of being a mother, end quote. When confronted with above facts, the diehard abortionist screamed, freedom of choice or right to privacy. But dear friend, if abortion is such a right and freedom, why is it in Russia that 90% of all first-time pregnancies end in abortion? Why is it for every 100 births in Russia, there are at least 106 abortions? Why is abortion so rampant when freedom of choice and right to privacy is non-existent? It's simple. Abortion has nothing whatsoever to do with rights and freedom. It is about sin, and it is murder. The Bible clearly teaches that human life begins at conception. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify thee. Isaiah 49:1 says, the Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. Maybe you're listening to this message and you're thinking of an abortion. Maybe you're a terrified teenager looking for a way out. Please, please, don't kill your baby. Please, please, let's stop the killing. Let's stop the killing. Maybe you're listening to this message and you've been the victim of an abortion. This message hasn't been easy, but you need to face the facts. Scientifically, biologically, and biblically, abortion is the taking of a human life. But I have wonderful news for you. The Lord Jesus Christ can wash that sin away. He can wipe clean that guilty stain. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross for you, friend. He took your place and shed his blood for you. 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. That includes abortion. There's never been a sin the blood of Jesus Christ couldn't clean. Why not bow your head this moment and trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Friend, why don't you just simply take God at His word? It's so simple. Just pray this simple prayer and mean it with all your heart. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I know You died for me at Calvary's cross, and unless You save me, I am lost forever. I come to You now the best way I know how and ask You to save me. I now receive You as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.